I'm Ed Beatty, host of Opera Without Excuses, and today I have as my guest Gary Shiro, the executive director of the Hudson Opera House. Spring has sprung. Let's hear about some of the activities this spring at the Hudson Opera House.
Thanks. Thanks for having me here. It's a very exciting time at the Opera House this spring. There's a lot of activity going on, starting this week even, with this Friday, the great Imani Wins Ensemble will be coming back to Hudson. We presented them, I think, 3 years ago. Since that time, they've only become even more well-known, playing even larger venues like Carnegie Hall and lots of other places. I hear their recordings on the classical stations all the time now, and they'll be right back here in Hudson Friday, the 23rd of March at 8 o'clock, and that concert will be at the middle school. And at 7 o'clock, there'll be a little talk back with the performers and a little sort of lecture demonstration. Then also coming up at the end of this month, there's a wonderful one-woman interpretation of King Lear called Nearly Lear by Susanna Hammett. This played last year in New York at the New Victory Theater, got a great review in the Times, and the production just won the top prize at the International Performing Arts for Youth Showcase. It's for young people, old people, anybody, and that will be at the Opera House. That's April 30th at 8 o'clock. Really wonderful performer. In April, John Davis is a fantastic pianist, and he's going to be doing a program of works that are drawn from and inspired by and referenced by Samuel Clemens, Mark Twain. And on that same program, he's also going to be performing works by Blind Tom Wiggins. Blind Tom Wiggins was really the first African-American superstar in this country. And in the 19th century, he was the first African-American invited to perform at the White House. He toured internationally. He was indeed blind and also a kind of savant. It was said that he could play anything. You could play a tune for him and he could recreate it instantly on the piano. And he made these remarkable compositions drawn from his amazing ability to hear. And John Davis will be playing some of these at the concert on the 14th, which is very exciting for us because Blind Tom Wiggins appeared at the Hudson Opera House 4 times over the course of his life.
Really?
Yeah, so we're delighted to have this opportunity to have his music be played in the Opera House again. In May, the terrific Phoenix Ensemble, which some of our listeners might know if they spend any time in the classical world in New York City. Phoenix Ensemble has been running a concert series on the Upper West Side for a couple of years. Very highly regarded, always gets mentioned in the press. That's run by Gilda Lyons, and she'll be bringing the ensemble up, doing a wonderful program on the 5th. And later that month, there will be several opera-related programs. Working with Diamond Opera Theater, the opera company now celebrating their 5th anniversary here in Hudson, and a close partner of the Opera House, they will be presenting a concert at 4 o'clock on May 19th with Michelle Trovato, doing a wonderful program of arias.
And I hear many good and interesting things about her.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to that. And then in April also, that was May, but in April, for later in May, there is also a lecture on the 26th of May with April Lynn James. Ed, you know well, we love having lectures about all topics related to opera, since you delivered one delightfully at the Opera House last year. April Lynn James is going to be giving a talk at 2 o'clock on May 26th about operas composed by women, which are not very well known by most people. And she has done quite a bit of research on this topic and has lectured on this topic internationally, and we'll have her at the Opera House on the 26th. And then later that night, the great bassist, Chris Terry, will be here with his ensemble. He's a wonderful bassist, plays with a lot of major rock acts and major stars, but also a highly regarded bassist and composer. and he'll be here with his ensemble on the 26th. And then in June, our concert series sort of comes to a close because we don't have air conditioning in the building. So usually by about mid-June, we stop having live evening events, even though there's a lot of daytime programs for youth. But June 9th, the great Kathy Greer will be at the Opera House presenting a concert. She's known to many New York City folks as the New York City subway girl. She's been performing underground and in public places for just years, much beloved by the public there and by everyone. And we're really looking forward to hosting her at the Opera House. And we're pretty certain she's bringing along some friends who are also going to be participating in that concert. So I think it's going to be a really delightful night. And in addition to that, of course, there's always the ongoing workshops and programs for youth. We had 1,125 programs last year alone, and this year is looking like it's going to at least hit that number, if not exceed it again. And more than 70% of those programs were free, like the lectures and several of the things that we've mentioned already. So spring is indeed sprung, and lots of things are popping, even though it seems to have come to Hudson and everywhere else a little early this year, but it's nice. And already this weekend, when the weather was so nice, we've seen lots of foot traffic on Warren Street, and that's all good.
And that's a lot to keep track of, a lot of wonderful events to enjoy throughout this season. Give us the website where people can check in and remind themselves of some of these events.
HudsonOperaHouse.org. You can listen to music samples, you can see some video samples, and you can also buy tickets there and get more information about all these artists and links to their websites. So HudsonOperaHouse.org.
Thank you, Gary Shiro, Executive Director of the Hudson Opera House. It's been a pleasure to have you here today, and we'll keep reminding ourselves of these wonderful activities and events and performances at the Hudson Opera House. I'm Ed Beatty, host of Opera Without Excuses.